Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling, Scott Eckersley, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Scott, earlier this afternoon, you were trying to reach Jim Bagrakis, and I had misplaced his cell number. So I thought, this is no problem. I'll just call Michigan State Information. And the woman who answered the phone, and I said, yeah, I'm trying to reach Tim Bagrakis. And it's like someone just handed her a winning lottery ticket. Obviously, she was not a fan of the University of Kentucky. Want to bring Tim Bagrakis from the MSU Alumni Association in. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, just fine. You know, on your Twitter page, where you list your bio, you use the one word that I would have picked out for you, and that is connector, because you have always been that with your teammates, with any organization that you're a part of, and now you kind of made your way through the athletic department and now over to the Alumni Association.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy helping people out, regardless of who they are. Just, you know, I like helping people out, and I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of people through the years that I can put people in contact with people that can help them on their quest to fulfill their passions.
And if they don't do what you like, then it's good that you're a jiu-jitsu enthusiast. Right?
Well, that's true. That's one of my new sports I've taken up. So it's I've been doing it for a few months now, and I'm enjoying it.
In the interest of full disclosure, I should note that Tim and I are going to be on a chat that will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock from Spartan Stadium for SpartanTailgate.com. And I'd like to invite a lot of people to join us, and I'm kind of looking forward to that, Tim.
It should be fun. You know, I always say that I have a weird relationship with Spartan Tailgate. They've been known to take some shots at myself and some of my teammates when I was playing. But it's, you know, everybody out there has their own opinion, and everybody's still a great Spartan fan. So I'm looking forward to interacting with those guys. And it was nice of them to think of me and you when they came up with the idea.
You know, I think that the fans here are so passionate, and sometimes it gets a little bit overdone or out of control, but it sure beats the alternative where nobody cares.
It definitely does, and you know, they're a great group there. They've done a great job of the, you know, Trevor and Melissa have done a great job of building that site up to what it is today, and they're as engaged Spartan fans as we have.
If you go to SpartanTailgate.com Wednesday afternoon, you'll be able to ask Tim Bagrakis any questions you would like, and a great opportunity for him to answer. And he'll probably give you the exact scores of all 12 Michigan State football games this fall, right?
I don't know if I'll give you the exact scores, but I'll it'll be an open forum where I'll answer to the best of my ability every question that they have.
Hey, do you miss not playing football? Would you have loved to do that in college?
I would have loved to play football. I love college football. You know, the fall to me is one of the best times on campus. You know, you get to, you're walking around and you have all the people there and you start hearing the crack of the pads. And, you know, I love the physicality and the contact of football. So I wouldn't mind throwing the pads on and tackling a few people.
And sometimes you hear the crack of the pads and it's Tom Izzo in basketball practice.
Every once in a while. Yeah. I was a part of that a couple of times and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. When you look at the excitement, and it all comes back to students and alumni, friends of Michigan State University, we had President Luana K. Simon on at the top of the show, and a lot of people very excited about this football season, but I don't know too many places that do Saturdays better than Michigan State.
I don't either. You know, I've always said I'd love to get down to the SEC and to the South and see how their football Saturdays are. But, you know, I would put our game day atmosphere up against anybody. And, you know, with our fan base, you know, football Saturdays are a special day. And I like to cherish all of them that we have during the football season.
What do you do on a game day, on a football Saturday? Do you have obligations with the Alumni Association?
Sometimes, if not, I'm out and about on campus, you know, with my friends and family, walking around and taking it all in and just enjoying the football game.
You know, maybe we should have something, Tim, where people can rent you for an hour on Saturday. And, you know, there's so many people here would love to have their questions answered about what's really going on in the basketball program. And, you know, you can come up with some sort of a fundraiser. And we can
do that.
Yeah, we can have him rent Timbo for an hour on Saturdays.
They can spend an hour with me on Saturday, and we can just putz around campus and just shoot the breeze.
You know, a lot of people might not know that you're a Flintstone. They may have lost track of that, because when they talk about Mateen Cleaves and Charlie Bell and Morris Peterson, Antonio Smith from the championship team, and then the guys later on, hey, you're part of that tradition too.
I am, and I'm very proud to be from Flint and to represent what those guys built in the early part of our program. And you know, they did a great job establishing that pipeline from Flint down to Michigan State, and it was a true honor to be able to continue that and to put the green and white on.
A lot of people have said that Flint was your ultimate blue-collar town. Now, obviously, gone through some tremendous economic hardships. Michigan State, kind of a blue-collar university, although maybe it's a green-collar university. But in terms of Flint and Michigan State, what's the connection?
It's just what you said. It's a blue-collar. It's working class. You know, it's never settling. It's, you know, a Spartan will never back down from a challenge, and that's kind of the way I grew up in Flint, never backing down from a challenge. And it's kind of how you're brought up, especially on the basketball court, and that's why it translated so well to the Spartan fans.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing with the Alumni Association. And
okay.
It seems like there are a lot of very interesting programs there now and a lot of tours that people are taking advantage of.
Yeah, we with our new director Scott Westerman and the energy he has, we're just doing everything we can to get the alumni word out. You know, we've kind of branded ourselves your personal network for life as an alumni, because there's in your life you're going to come at some point where you need some help from somebody, and we'll always be there to help our alumni base out. You know, we've really stepped up our social media kick, and we're all over the social media world, and we're just trying to engage with as many alumni as we can. We want to figure out what people's passions are in their life and help remove obstacles that are in their way to help them live a happy, Spartan-filled life.
Are you and your wife, Jessica Beach, who, congratulations, was just honored today in the State Journal as the number one softball player the past decade in mid-Michigan, and are you two going on any of these alumni tours?
We're going to the Maui Invitational. We're leading a tour to the Maui Invitational in November, and then I'm also leading a cruise in January that she was going to go with me, but they have softball practice starting at that point, so she's not going to be able to go with me on that one, but she'll be with me when we take the trip to Maui.
Well, it sounds like a pretty good perk for the job, really. You're talking about cruise, and then you got the Maui trip, and
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm fortunate that we have a travel staff who do some amazing tours and set things up, and just the fact that I get to tag along with our alums to these fun trips is an extra benefit for me. It's too bad. That's part of the work, you know. Someone has to do it.
Dirty job. Someone's got to take.
Somebody's
got to
take the trip to Maui, and someone's got to go on this cruise. So we Scott and I and a group of people just got back from Vegas a couple of days ago. We went out there for a couple of meetings. So it's been a tough couple of weeks.
Well, I will definitely see you in Maui. I'll be there, and my son Zach is coming in from Beijing, so
that'd be great.
Yeah, we're gonna kind of rendezvous there. And are you gonna be able to get enough tickets? I understand with Kentucky there, they're trying to grab every available ticket.
I think we'll be able to get the tickets we need, hopefully. I haven't really heard that about, but I know how Kentucky travels, and so it should be interesting. There's going to be a lot of excitement with the teams that are there and the fan bases that will all be on the island together, so it should be a great trip. I know. I'll get some tickets to watch Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Kentucky people will just be glad if you're not in uniform. That's the big thing.
I've met a few Kentucky people that weren't real happy with me.
How many times have you watched that shot from the corner?
I've maybe only seen it one time.
Really? One time?
Yeah. I actually don't even have a copy of it here with me at my house. My parents have a copy of it back home in Flint, and I think I've thrown it in once or twice, and I've been back in Flint. And other than that, I have a memory. I have the memory in my head that I can live through.
You know, that was one of Tom Izzo's famous quotes.
I know.
Where he talked about the options, and you were number six on that list.
I know. It's such a good quote. I actually had to name my blog after it.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, I the blog is called The Sixth Option, and it's basically, you know, I talk about different lessons that I learned while I was playing sports and how they can kind of transcend into the business world and people can use them in their everyday lives.
Is there one bit of advice or one thing you picked up from athletics, your time at Michigan State, that is with you every day?
Yeah, it was actually my first one of my first days on campus when I always tell the story that when I got my jersey for the first time, I didn't have a name on it, on the back of it. It was just a blank jersey. And I was kind of bummed about it. And Charlie Bell told me, you know, you got to earn your name on your jersey here at Michigan State. So I always remember to try to earn the name on the back of my jersey every day I go to work.
Well, I wonder if maybe it was a matter of Tom not being able to spell the name. And you're going to wait until you...
No, back then, that was the no walk-on had a name on their uniform that first year when I started.
Well, it's a proud tradition. I was in school with your dad, and he played a lot the same way, but he didn't have any game-winning threes to beat Kentucky. So,
I know. He always tells me how good he was, but I can always hold that shot over his head.
Well, I look forward to Wednesday afternoon, 2 o'clock, if you want to go to SpartanTailgate.com. Tim and I will be in Spartan Stadium. We'll be answering all your questions, Michigan State football, basketball, and the like. Tim, we'll see you there.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back with our final segment, Jack Ebling and Scott Eckersley. Ebling and you, 1320 WILS.